Okay, today's daf is Arla Daf Chavav, and we are on the top of Chavav and Aleph, but just to review what we are commenting on. So we're in the sugyas of Nosin Tam Lofgam. Nosin Tam Lofgam, Nosin Tam Lofshvach, as we said, Machlokes in the Gemara. We, of course, Paske, Nosin Tam Lofgam is Mutter B'dievet. Remember, we said not Lachachilo. I mean, Nosin Tam Lofgam, we're not supposed to cook in a Nosin Tam Lofgam pot if we have an option. So the Gemara had a machlokes, though. Rabbi Meir held that Nosin Tam Lofgam is usur. Right, that was the first opinion on Chaf Hayim Abayz. We had Kol Nosnei Ta'amim. Right, we have this Tosefta quoted. All Nosnei Ta'amim, whether it's L'Svam or L'Shvach, is usur. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon says no time L'Shvach. If an Isser gives a good taste, then it's usur. But it gives a bad taste, then it is mutter. That was a machlokes of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Then we had a machlokes between Rabbi Shlokesh and Rabbi Yochanan about this machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. And that is Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan was a second opinion. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Meir holds across the board, right? No Saint Tom Lufkam is Aser, period. And Rabbi Shimon Melakesh, Rish Lakesh says no, even Rabbi Meir is limited. Rabbi Meir only says that if it was, it's only Aser if it originally was No Saint Tom Lushvach. Really, it was Lushvach, and then Pogame, so then. That's where he would say that it is usur. But if it's pogim throughout, if it's osam lefgam from start to finish, or even if it's osam lefgam and then l'shvach afterwards, so then even Remeir would be moder. Maybe moder that it is mutter. So then we had a machlokas between Rabbi Rish Lakesh and Rabbi Yochanan about Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir. So now we comment about that. Amar Rabbi Yonah. So if you remember, we're getting back to, that was the machlokas we had, and now we're going to relate that to our Mishnah. What was our Mishnah? Our Mishnah was about, our Mishnah had two cases. We're just reviewing everything that we need for today's daf. Our Mishnah had two cases. You had some sa'or. First case in the Mishnah was, you have some sa'or, right, sourdough of chulin that fell into a dough, and you had a sourdough of truma that fell into a dough. They both fell in together. Like one after another before the chulin sourdough was able to leaven it. So that's usur, because the sa'ar of truma helped in the leavening process. The second case, the seifa, was that if you have a sa'ar of chulin that fell in and was mechametzit, so now the dough is risen, right? It's leavened. And now another sourdough of truma fell in, so lachara, this is kind of no sin tam levgamish because it doesn't need it anymore. So then that's a machlokas tanan. That's the Tanakhama says usur there. Right, we said maybe that's called no sin tam levgam is usur. And Rabbi Shimon says mutter. Rabbi Shimon says mutter. Fine. So now the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yonah. So on the top of Chaf Vav and Aleph Amar Rabbi Yonah. So Rabbi Yonah had said something on the first line of Chaf Hayim Abayz, and now Rabbi Yonah is going to comment based on that. How it works out to the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yonah. Tzurcha lahada the Shreman Lakish. Tzurcha is like Tzurch Ian. Tzurch Ian Reish Lakish Ashita. Again, what did Reish Lakish say? That even Rabbi Meir is limited. When Rabbi Meir says, No Sitam Lavgam is Asur, it doesn't mean across the board always Asur. It's only Asur if it started off with being Mashbiach and then it became Pogame. But if it's totally Pogame, that even Rabbi Meir would be matir. So Rabbi Yonah says, tzurcha, lahadar shem lakish. Right? There's a why. Lo kein savrina meimar. Didn't we say? Now Rabbi Yonah is just going to repeat what he said on the top three lines of Chaf Hayim Abayz. Right? We're going to repeat. Lo kein savrina meimar. Didn't we say? Ma pligin. What's the case of machlokes in the Mishnah? Remember in the Mishnah, we had the Resha where there was no machlokes, and the Seifa where there was a machlokes. So, ma pligin, what's the case? B'shechi meid zeh kol kocho, v'zeh kol kocho, v'nafal sar shel chulin t'chila. What's the case of machlokes, said Rabbi Yonah? The Seifa. Right, what's the case of the Seifa of the Mishnah? Mishnah, two cases. What's the second case of the Mishnah? Right, you had a sar of chulin that fell in, it leavened the dough. So it's done. And then a sa'ar of truma fell in. Is that significant? It's only Nosin Tam Lofgam. That's the case of machlokes. Avalam nafal sa'ar shel truma tchila kvar nischam so ha'isa. But as we said, if the truma one fell in first, then that would for sure be usur according to everybody. Va'afilu, 1 second. So now, the question is, v'afilu nafar sa'ar shel chulin tchila. But 1 second. Even if the one of chulin, right, what's the case of machlokes in the seifa? The chulin one fell in and did its job, and then the truma one fell in. But 1 second. And the Tanakhama says that's a case of usur. but that's totally no satam of gam. Afilu nafal sa'ar shel chulin tchila. Even if the sa'ar of chulin fell in first, meaning, like in the seifa, nasa kemishish biach meikar viacharka pogem. Question mark. Meaning, we're saying in the Mishnah, the seifa of the Mishnah is a machlokas tanakam nerbi shimin. We assume the tanakam nerbi meir shita, because it's a case of no satam of gam. Right? Why is it no satam of gam? Because the sourdough of chulin already leavened the dough. It's done. And now a sar of shuma fell in. The Tanna Kamma says, usser. Why is that usser? No sitam of gam? But that's pogi mitchila v'atzof. One second. Rish Lakish, according to you, Rabbi Meir only says, no sitam of gam is usser, if it's mashbiach somewhat. If it starts off being mashbiach, and then it's pogim. But if it's totally pogim start to finish, then even Rabbi Meir agrees that's mutter. But one second. But that's against the Mishnah then. Because isn't the Mishnah's case, the Seifa of the Mishnah, isn't that a case where the Chulin Sa'ar leavened the dough totally, and now the Sa'ar of Truma is coming in doing nothing except ruining it? Pogim? And you're telling me that that's Aser. But one second, according to you, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Meir has a more limited approach to Nosin Tam of Gam Aser. So that's the question of the Gemara. How does Reish Lakish's Rabbi Meir fit into the Mishnah? Again, Reish Lakish has a more limited view of Rabbi Meir. If it's totally pogame start to finish, Rabbi Meir will not say Aser. But how could Rabbi Meir say, Rabbi Meir, who is the Tanakama of our Mishnah, how can he say in the Sefer of our Mishnah that it's Aser? Isn't it pogame totally? So that's the question. So Rabbi Yonah says, I must have a different understanding of our Mishnah. I must have misunderstood it. Chaza Rabbi Yonah Umar, Rabbi Yonah retracted his statement. Right? What did Rabbi Yonah say? Rabbi Yonah said the case must be where it was chimeitz zekol kocho v'zekol kocho. So that must be wrong. The seifa of the Mishnah must not be that you fully leavened the dough with chulin and then the truma sa'or fell in and it's doing nothing. That can't be the case, according to Reish Lakish. It must be that the chulin sa'or leavened it mostly. But there's still some leavening to do by the time that the Sa'or of Truma fell in. So it does accomplish something. So it is Mashbiach a little bit, and that's why Rabbi Meir would say Aser. Let's read it. Chazar Rabbi Yonah Omar, Ha'isha Hazos, Eina Mechametz is called Sarcha. This woman that's baking, we assume it's the woman that's baking the challah, right? She does not put in so much sourdough to leaven it totally. Why? The Mara Folda explains, because she's nervous. You know what's going to happen? She's going to leaven the dough, and then her kid's going to call her. She's going to have to go do a carpool. She's going to have to do this. She's going to have to do that. She's not going to be able to bake it right away. And if it's fully leavened and she doesn't bake it right away, then it's going to get ruined. So she'd rather only put in 85% of the leavening agent, so it's going to leaven slower. And then if she has to run out to do a carpool, it won't be fully leavened yet, so she leaves some out. So that's what happens here. The leavening agent of the chulin only did 85%. And that, so when the truma sar falls in, it's going to accomplish something. And it's going to be mashbiach before later on it's pogame. That's why Rabbi Meir says it's usher in the Mishnah. So again, Aisha says, Eina Mechametz is called sarcha. She doesn't do it the whole way. Mishayeres he calls you. She leaves over a little bit. Oso calls you. Yeyasa kimishish biach lebeso pogam. So that little bit is like a case of Mashbiach Lepso Pogim, which is Reish Lakish says, or Meir's, that's what Meir says, that it's going to be Usur for Nosin Tam of Gam. In Achinami, if it's totally Pogim, it's Chilav Atzof, it's going to be Mutter according to Rabbi Meir, according to Reish Lakish's Rabbi Meir. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we don't pass it this way anyway. Right, we don't pass like Rameir in either case, either version. But this is how Rabbi Yonah saves the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish. Saves the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish. Let's do one more line. Before that, so interesting, what's the lashon here? She doesn't want to bake it the whole way because if it's baked the whole way, it's totally leavened and then she has to run out, it's going to get ruined. So this reminded me of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen has a case where there's worry about it getting ruined. We mentioned the Shumas Hadeshen a week or two ago. The Ksos made the Shumas Hadeshen. The Ksos didn't make it famous. The Rama made it famous. The Rama quotes the Shumas Hadeshen in Yaradeya and Hilchas Challah. And then the Ksos takes issue, as we have mentioned many times. Remember the Zachin May Adam, Zachin La Adam Ksos. So it's based on the Shumas Hadeshen. But what's the case of the Shumas Hadeshen? In Simen Kuf Peches, in Shumas Hadeshen, Sheila, Isha Baal Asabayas. Remember the case. A woman who's baking La shala ha misharesa shala isab. So the servant helps knead the dough. Vahol chalachutz kodim shivrisha chala. And the Baal HaSabayis wanted to take a walk, wanted to do a carpool before she baked the bread, while it was rising. Vekodim shechazra, and before she comes back, nischam soha isa kol tzarcha. It gets totally risen. She'im tishe od shalot te'afe tiskalkel ha'isa. Because if you don't bake it right now, it's going to get ruined. It's exactly our Gemara. But our Gemara is that she doesn't leaven it the whole way because she doesn't want it to reach that stage so quickly, and then she won't be able to bake it right away, so it'll get ruined. So I guess that was the Metzias. That's what it says here. That it was totally baked. Ubishalkach rotza mishareses lafer shachala b'li rishus ba'alas abayis. And that's why this mishareses, the servant, wants to be mafer shachala before putting it into the oven. Kid shari lemevet hachi alo, can she do that? And that's where the Truma Tzedeshin says, of course she can, because this is zachalalim shlo b'fanav. It's going to get ruined. It's going to get ruined. So why not? Just take off a little piece for chala and bake it. That's what Lakso says. I beg to differ. We say zachin la adam shlo b'fanav, not zach. Again, he doesn't use this lashon, but this is how the Achronim paraphrase Lexos. Zachin may adam shlo b'fanav. You don't say, even if it's a schus for the person involved, you don't say zachin may adam. I don't. If I go to your field and take off truma for you, I did you a favor. So you're right, you did me a favor, but you can't do that because you need shlichus by truma. I have to tell you to do it, right? Even if it's in general, it's a good thing, but that's not how halacha works. You can't take something from me, even if I'm going to be happy about it. Nichusa. Nichusa only works where, if you're being zocha on my behalf. But taking something from me wouldn't work. But it all starts with the Shumas HaNeshen, where the Shumas HaNeshen says, it's going to get ruined. That's why, in our case, she didn't put in the leavening agent the whole way, because she didn't want it to be fully baked, because she might not be able to bake it right away. The Ksos also says, by the way, another argument on this whole case, which is true, like, why we paskin that you can be mafresh challah after it's baked anyway. Right? We do that b'di'evit, sometimes a woman forgets, so you could do it afterwards. So just do it afterwards. Again, lachan chila it shouldn't be, but again, in this case where you don't have a choice, the Kso says, I don't understand why you just don't wait. But that was the case of the Truma Tzedeshen. According to many scholars, the Truma Tzedeshen wrote his own Shilas. It wasn't that he was actually asked. It doesn't make a difference for us so much. But at least the first volume of the Truma Tzedeshen, which came out every one of his Chuvas, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Right? The Rishol Isserlin, early Achron on the border, like 1400s, end of the Rishonim, early Achronim. So almost every Chuva is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. There he says, Yerah the Shapar David Lemevet Hachi, he thinks it's not a problem. V'kivet them as Kakelas Ha'isas, Chusu Lami Labalas Habayis, V'zachil Adam Shlo B'fanav. He's not Machali between Zachin La Adam and Zachin May Adam, based on that Rashba and Nadarim. But Hachanami Mishareses Nasa Shulcha Afilu Shlo B'daita Mitam Deschusu Lav Afilu Im Ein Kan Ela Chashash Kilka La'isa Amrina Deschusu Lak Even the Regilus Ulefamim Shavala Sabayis says Rishus LeMishareses. Right, she gives Rishus in the past. Okay, so that's the reminding me of this case. That's what Rabbi Yonah says. Rabbi Yonah says, you know how you fit the Mishnah for Reish Lakish? You fit the Mishnah because she doesn't put in the leavening agent right away. All of it, she does most. Therefore, when the truma or falls in, it's going to accomplish something. It's going to accomplish a little bit, right? 90% you did the leavening. So now it's going to be mashbiach 10% with the truma. And then it's going to get ruined later on. Okay. Says the Gemara, just Gemara ends off with a question now and does not answer it. Vekasha, ilu ishbiach velo pagam shema klumi. The Mara Folda here says, is that called a hishbiach l'basof pogim? How much is that mashbiach? You did 90% of the tiny shevach would not be enough. That tiny little shevach would not be enough to aser for Reish Lakish's understanding of Rabbi Meir. What does Reish Lakish say about Rabbi Meir? What's the case where Rabbi Meir says aser by nozan l'fgam, where it's a mashbiach and then pokim? Where you have a nice gezunta mashbiach here, right? We said it before. We said it yesterday's daf. Let's say you added the vinegar, and the vinegar makes cold mixture tastes good. Once you cook it, then it's going to be bad. But right now, it's good. So that's a significant shevach. Here, 90% you already leavened it with the sa'ar. And now, the last 10%, that's so significant of a shevach, it's impossible that would be enough. It must be that the reason he says it's usher is because of the later effect that the iser has, which is all pagam. But that would point in the Rabbi Yochanan's direction of Rabbi Meir, not Reish Lakish's. Right? What did Reish Lakish say? Rabbi Meir only says, "Noses down of gam is asur if it's mashbiach l'basopokim." But you got to have a significant mashbiach, right? If it's not mashbiach too much, then Reish Lakish is going to say Rabbi Meir doesn't say asur there. So here the Gemara assumes, the Mara Folda explains it. It's such a tiny mashbiach in the beginning. If Rabbi Meir still says that's asur, it must be because he takes into account also the pagam later on. That's an effect. It's a negative effect, but it's still an effect. That's the only way that Rabbi Meir would say asur here, which would mean Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Meir, which leaves Reish Lakish b'tzarachian. So there's no answer to that question. But that's, if you look in the Mara Folda, in the last Mara Folda here on Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel v'Kasha, he quotes on like the fourth line of that, Dezeh Lesa, Shekvar Hishpiach Michulin, already was 90% leavened, Ela Dover Mu'at Nishar B'Shivcho, Masha Ha'isha Mishayeres, Veinam Achmetz is called Tzarcha, the little bit that the woman leaves over, Uma'at Shevach Zeh Eino Oseklum, that little 10% is not halakhically significant. Shari Eino Kashir, that's not the Ishir, Ela Ayadea Pagam Shal Truma, it must be the later effect of the Truma, even though it's negative, but the later effect, Mitzarfan HaShevach HaZeh LaPagam, DeBasov DeLevi Kashir. So therefore it says, the Gemara then ends up saying that Reish Lakish ends up being difficult. Ends up being difficult. Talking about making challah, remember that bir halacha. In our day and age, it's a mysterious bir halacha because it must have been a different mitzias then. As an example of, you can't just take bir halachas or any psak in the last 1,000 years at face value and apply it to any day and age. You have to know the context and what they're talking about. The first siman in Hilchos Shabbos. Right? Remember the Ramah says that it's a kavod Shabbos to bake challah. Kavod Shabbos to bake challah, says the Rama. Noagin lalush kedei shir challah b'bayis la'asos mehem l'chamim l'vsoa lehem b'Shabbos v'yantif. Right, to bake challah. V'umi kavod Shabbos v'yantif, ein l'shanos. That's what he says. The Bir Halacha here says now in the Mishnah Berurah, what a terrible minog it is today. There are women that actually buy challahs from the bakery. They don't bake it themselves. How terrible. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Unbelievable. Uma nimritzu, where's the Lashon? It's a different version of than mine. Where is it? Mine is a little different. Here, Lachabed, he says, where's the Lashon? Is this a different version than mine? Here he says, Mekavet Shabbos, Veishlo Remez, Ubavonosenu Harabim, Hayom, Hischilu Eze Nashim, Lahashbis Haminagahu, to stop this minag, Velokim in a Ofe, Velav Shapar Avdi, to Machnitim as a Kavet Shabbos. They're lessening Kavet Shabbos. So maybe the Mishnah Berurah is referring to the fact that we know Mitzvah Bo Yisrael Bishlucho applies to Kavet Shabbos, therefore you should be Toreach for yourself. But what if a woman or a man or everybody, they're bringing a lot of tircha of Kavod Shabbos, but the challahs from the bakery, they love and they're amazing and they taste great. That's a chisus of Kavod Shabbos. So put your tircha and your sweat in other areas of Kavod Shabbos. I don't think we could say that if a woman doesn't bake her own challahs, she's bavonoseinu harabim. Right? Again, if it's a, you know, they don't taste good and they're just taking the easy way out and they're not doing anything for Kavod Shabbos, okay, but generally, we assume that they're baking the challahs from because they taste good, and if people like those challahs, then that's not prisus. You just have to, you know, you have to do your hishtablus and sweat and for that tircha, for the achana, for in other areas of Hilchos Shabbos. You have to set that. Remember the Kavod Shabbos. Remember the comment of the Gra. Also, the Gra in a little comment, but it's all quoted by many other the later achronim. It's the Gra in Hilchos Yantif, Tavkuf Chavtes. The Gra in Hilchos Yantif on Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch there, Dine Simchas Yantif. The laws of Simchas Yantif. Which, by the way, you can quote another Gra. Right, the Gra says, the hardest mitzvah of the year. Simchas Yantif. Hardest mitzvah of the year. Imagine for a week straight, 7 days, being happy. And not being disappointed. And not being upset about anything. And all the family is home. Right, it's not like a regular work day where you're home alone for, that's okay, I can be happy that whole day. I'm in my study, I'm teaching, you know, that's what's the problem. If you're not, and to Kalamoe, you're driving, it's a hard mitzvah, says the Gra. Simchas Yantav is the hardest mitzvah, a week straight. So I don't know how many Kalamoe trips the Vilna Gaon did, but, and even he said that it's a difficult mitzvah. But the Gra on that Shulchan Aruch of Dinei Simchas Yantif, he talks about the laws of Yantif. We know Yantif is parallel to Shabbos. You have to use Lacha Mishnah, and you have to be Koveya Suda Alayayin. V'chay Levtoa Sheki Gerz, of course, Koveya Suda Alayayin. Ubigde Yantif, Yoyoter Tovim Yishol Shabbos. We've quoted that. It's quoted from the Hagos Amanias. Your Yantif clothing should be even more expensive than your Shabbos clothing. V'lo Nagu Lasos Bo Suda Shlishis. The Minag is not to do Shalosh Shudas, says the Shulchan Aruch. We don't pass him like the Rambam. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes on Yantif, you daven a little later. So I remember one time I was speaking to a Hasidic rabbi, and I went over to ask him. I don't know, I had certain omets then that maybe I shouldn't have had, but I said, like, how do you mamish start davening after Zman Tefillah on a Shabbos morning? So he says, oh, it's a Ramah. It's a Mordechai. It's a Mordechai and Shabbos. It was Mordechai and Shabbos. Mordechai and Shabbos says, on Shabbos, on weekday it says Baboker, Baboker. On Shabbos it says Baboker. So it says you daven somewhat later on Shabbos morning. It doesn't say anything about davening after the Zman. But it says you daven a little later. And here too, the Ramah says, Ma'achrin Lavo. It doesn't say miss the Zmanim. But Ma'achrin, okay. Umamarin, Latzeis Bishim Simchas Yantif. So the Gra on, the Gra on the Shulchan Aruch here, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses what you're allowed to do, the Ramah says that you're not allowed to eat from late on Erev Yontif, like on Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat in late on Erev Yontif and Erev Shabbos. So the Gruh says, Kamo Shekasa Bereish Arvei Pesachim, like it says in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. And then the language is, because that's part of Kavod. That's the language, the Ramah quotes the Rambam, not eating, Kavod Shabbos and Kavod Yontif is not only what you do, what you don't do. Not eating a meal late on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, that is kavod. Right? Let's say you're going to a fancy restaurant at night, and you know what? You skip lunch. Because you want to get the most out of the gastronomic experience of going to that restaurant, so you want to be really hungry when you go to the restaurant, so that's also Shabbos and Yontif. You're not supposed to eat too much, so you go into them with an appetite. That's kavod. So that's what the Gruh says. Let's say Lashon HaRambam, Arba Dvarim, Zachar Vishamar, beginning of Perek Lamed, and then he says, Shiimna Adam and Amichal Adam Alam Milikvo Asuda Ratzal Omar. Oneg hu b'Shabbos Atzmo, v'kavid hu b'Erev Shabbos. That one line of the Gra is quoted by everybody. Right? The Gra says, anything you do on Erev Shabbos is kavid, everything you do on is oneg. Right? That's kavid and oneg. V'chenk sos nekiyah, v'zeo shamar b'Shabbos, oneg, u'b'yom ha-kipurim, Kavod Levad. And that's the Gra. On Yom Kippur, you don't have any oneg. No physical oneg. Right? But there's Kavod Yom Kippur. Right? You get ready for Yom Kippur. You put on a white clothing and you take a shower before Yom Kippur. But there's no oneg on Yom Kippur. That's the Gra. Kavod and oneg. Kavod is before and oneg is on. So part of that is obviously baking challah, which is what we were just talking about. Okay. The top of the Chavav Mabez. Rabbi Yonah boy. Rabbi Yonah asks. So now we're discussing a lot about Reish Lakish. Let's get into Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Meir was, no sintam lefgam is aser, always, no matter what. Pogum, no matter what. So, but ask Rabbi Yonah, ma bein shevach mizeh u'mizeh, what's the difference between shevach mizeh u'mizeh, that's the case of the Reish of our Mishnah. What's the Reish of our Mishnah? The first case of our Mishnah? Some sa'ar of chulin and sa'ar of truma fell in to a dough, and a combined to leaven it, so that's aser. So why is that aser? Uma bein paga mizeh u'mizeh, and what's the difference between that case and two, let's say you have chulin and truma that are both pogim. Shelach mizeh u'mizeh aser, paga mizeh u'mizeh mutter. Why in the case of pagam is it mutter? Question mark. That's the Mefarshim explain. How do we know that's pogim mizeh u'mizeh mutter? That just must be a mesorah that we have. Meaning, Reb Meir holds nosin tam lefgam is aser, but if nosin tam lefgam of an Isser falls into with a Nosin Tam Lefgam of a Heter, and they both are Nosin Tam Lefgam, that's Mutter. So ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Meir, Nosin Tam Lefgam is Usser. So what difference should it make? If you have two Nosin Tam Lefshvachs, it's going to be Usser, like the ratio of our Mishnah. If you have two Nosin Tam Lefgam, it's going to be Usser. What do you mean? If Rabbi Meir doesn't care, any effect of an Isser is Oser, so why should it make a difference? So the Gemara answers, basically, it's not true. It must not exactly be the same. Meaning, even Rabbi Meir, who says Nosin Tam Lefgam is Asur, it's not exactly the same as Nosin Tam Lashvach. Meaning, if notin tam l'shvach is usser, if that combines with a teammate, it's usser. Notin tam l'fgam is usser is only if it's by itself. If it combines with a mutter teammate, then it's not going to be oser. Even Rav Meir agrees to that. That's what we're about to say. Amar Bimana. Shevach mizeh o'mizeh. By, they, like the ratio of our Mishnah, they both combined. Pinos dam l'shvach. Roeh kemi she'eno. You could basically ignore the heter. You view it as if it's not there. Oso ha'isser yesh bo k'dei lesar. That isser, the sar that fell in, has enough to leaven on its own. So the fact that it leavened with another teammate, that's okay. It still doesn't make it mutter. It has enough to leaven on its own, so we say the whole thing is oser. We don't say zevizeh gorim is mutter. We say the whole thing is oser. But pagam izeh omizeh, but if it's pogame, if two things are pogame, right? You have an iser that's pogame and a heter that's pogame together. They're pogame. Even Rav Meir is going to say that that's mutter. Adro as a heter kemisha eino. You could say, even if you want to say the iser is as if it's not there, also the heter is not there, oso ha iser ein bo k'dei leser. But still, you don't say, oh, it's ki'ilu the iser affected everything. No. You look at actually what occurred. When they're both nosetam l'shvachs, you could say it's as if the heter's not there, and you view it as if the iser affected the whole mixture, and that's why it's aser. But by nosetam l'fgam, it's a notch down. You don't say it's exactly the same, nosetam l'shvach, nosetam l'fgam. Even Rav Meir holds that there's a difference. And nosetam l'fgam is only going to be aser if it actually affected, and there was enough of it to aser, but not if it teams up with another. Okay. Let's start the next Mishnah, which will be more on the next daf. So again, still continuing, Bittul and Oser. Remember, we're in Maseches Arla. We'll get back to Arla. But right now, we're still within a parak all about Bittul and other halachas. So Tavlin, let's say you have a certain type of spices, or it doesn't have to be spices, but some type of food. Shnayim shlosha shemos bimin echad. What does that mean? So that is this Mishnah is quoted in Shabbos on Daf Pei Tesem Abayz in the Bavli. So let's go with what Rov Rishonim say, not Rashi. Not Rashi over there in Shabbos, but Rov Rishonim say, what does this mean? Shnayim Shlosha Shemos Miminecha. That means two or three Isurim from one type. Meaning you have, let's say, cucumbers. Right? You have cucumbers, that's Drabanan. Let's say, I don't know, you have whatever it is. You crude cucumbers, some truma cucumbers, some kilayakarim cucumbers, some arlo cucumbers. So they're all one type, they're all min echad, but they're three different isurim. So, shnayim shlosha shemos be min echad. Two or three shemos isur, but they're one type of vegetable. Oh, mishlosha, that's the opposite. Or, let's say they're three types. Let's say you have cucumbers, peppers, and apples. It's not a good example, but whatever it is, three different foods, but they're all kilayakarim. Right? They're all, right. Again, it's not a good example because apples can't be kilayakarim. Only, right, a kilayakarim is only vine with tavua or yarakos. But anyway, you get the idea. Mishlosha, so you have three different types, but it's all one iser, one shem iser. So that's good enough. They share something. Either they're the same food, or they're the same iser. So therefore, Osir and Mitzdarfin, they can be Mitzdarf with each other. They could combine with each other to Oser. If you don't have enough of a shear of one, it could Osir. Rabbi Shimon says, Shnayim o shlosha shemos bimin echad. Two or three shemos iser from one type. O shnei minim mishem echad e Mitzdarfin. Rabbi Shimon says, sorry, I disagree. Shimon says, no, it has to be both. It has to be both the same type and the same iser. Look at the Mara Folda, Ein Mitzarfim, Ukishem She'echad Batel Bechulin Halalu, Batlu Gamkein Hashemos Ohaminim Bohen. Right, so Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Tanoim about the Bittel. Just to mention that Rashi, the Rashi there in Shabbos, on that Pei Tesem Abayz, this Mishnah is quoted there. The bottom, the second to last line, here Shabbos Pei Tesem Abayz. Tavlin, Shnayim V'Shlosha Shlemos, Mimin Echad. What does Rashi say? Two or three shemos. So again, what did the Rishonim say? That means two different shemos iser. Rashi. What does it mean, different shemos? Pilpel, lavan, shachar, va'aruch. White, black, or long peppers. Those are the different shemos. That's the same. That could be different minim. But that's Rashi. Oh, afilu min gimel minim v'heim shel iser aser im tivlu ben. So Rashi has a different shot, and all the Rishonim argue. If you look in the Tosfos Rid there in Shabbos, not Peites, Pirsha Moreh, right? The Tosfos Rid always calls Rashi the Moreh, right? Everybody had a different name, right? Tosfos called him the Kuntris, and the Meiri calls him the Gdolei Hamafarshim, I think, and the Tosfos Rid calls him the Moreh. Masha Pirsha Moreh. Pilpel lavan shachar va'aruch eino nirali. I don't agree with that. You know, with that pshat. And Tosfos there also. Tosfos there argues on Rashi. Right? Shemos always mean, look in Krisus. Shemos always means shemos iser. Right? Shemos iser. How many shemos iser are there? Different types of isurim. So that's why they assume that difficult Rashi. You know, it has to be shemos iser. And the Tosfos there talks about maybe there's a difference between foods and spices. Foods are eaten themselves, and spices are only eaten with foods. Does that make it easier to combine or harder to combine? Got to think about that lundus. But there could be a difference between ochel and tavlin, says the Tosfos Rid. Okay, that's what we'll start with this discussion next time, and we will continue here in Arla.